Good evening.
Blog Talk Radio.
Election Family and Blog Talk Radio. We have been noticing that there's no one. It's very easy for human beings to think that because you are being treated in this manner, that you are the culprit or you're the problem. No, we have never been the problem. The problem are those who refuse to help in the way in which would help everyone. And it's a problem where the Canadian government thinks that they have a right to be able to turn anybody into a criminal just by thought, by words. And they would not come out and speak personally simply because they know very well that they are the ones that are in the wrong. And they have set up this scenario for decades. Why they end up having to pay trillions of dollars. And they will have to pay it because we have done nothing wrong and they have been attacking our bodies day and night. And we believe someone from the United States, somebody who was very powerful in the United States, is coming over pretending to care, passing their hand, their finger on my body to let me know that they care. Only they were the ones attacking. They have been using these things, and I've been seeing different information coming out saying that that terrorists are using guns and things to kill people. Well, I told someone today that I'll kill him if he continue attacking and abusing my family. Well, one of these people was from the United States, and they were the ones behaving in this manner towards me. And thinking that I know when they came here, when these people have blinded my eyesight. My third sight can tell when information from people. I heard some of them saying, oh, she lost weight, she looks great. It doesn't matter whether they gain or lose weight. What matters is the quality of the being. And we have not been doing any damage to anyone. And they've been doing anything and everything, attacking our bodies in all different ways, stealing our our cords for our radio, our music, that we paid so much money for. And the same people that we bought this system from, they turned these people against us and had them give us something that was not working properly.
Bay Blow Radio.
And we had to return it, and we ended up having to pay more money on top of it to get a better system. Well, the government in Canada has been destroying anything electrical, trying to force us to destroy our computers, which they have destroyed many of before, but we are speaking out now, so I guess we are the ones who have no right to be able to do anything. They've been trying to force us to go into the United States. With Mr. Trump running the country, I doubt we could ever go and stay there or live there. So why are you forcing us to come to the United States when the United States have not been there for any of us? And they are the reasons that we are being attacked and have been attacked from. My job is not to sleep around. My job is to see to it that all beings are treated equally. And they're not being treated equally across the board. And the African president that came up there did not help the public, did not help the people to recognize that they had a right to, because apparently the government in the United States was trying to kill him. And he had the Secret Service. I don't believe that this was true. I believe that these were set up to give impressions that he could do nothing to help us. Well, Mr. Trump is just as, he's the one who came there and couldn't do very well. And is not doing very well. He deserved to be there. And when he got there, a lot of people were being mistreated and terrorized. Well, he was doing that to me long before he became president. He was doing it in Canada. He was helping the Canadians, and the United States brought him there to win. You can see he didn't belong there, but they gave him the floor. And all kinds of hell has been breaking loose. He sent his people here to attack and abuse me because I speak about Mr. Trump. Mr. Trudeau sent his people to attack and abuse me because I spoke about the truth about what Mr. Trudeau wasn't doing to help to stop this problem. Mr. Trudeau, we spoke to the police last year or so about the police attacking and abusing us, and we would like the police removed from the attic of the house and inside of the house where they were moving around, attacking and abusing us. We've been going through this all our lives in Canada. This kind of insanity must stop. We trust no one. They use the terror to lie, to tell us to go to the United States. I can't trust anybody in the United States. The United States haven't been there for me, haven't been there for my family, didn't care about us. And I noticed that African people don't care about African people. It's all about Caucasian women. The African men are sold out. The African women are going through all kinds of hell. Nobody cares. Not even the African men cares about the African women now. They're now trash. That's what I'm seeing in, according to the, what I'm seeing with African men in Canada. We are very disappointed in the kind of beings that y'all have become. You're not worth running anything. You can't even run a doghouse, Mr. Trudeau. And that goes for Mr. Trump also. Y'all have been attacking my body day and night, 24/7. Christmas got worse. For my daughter, her birthday was just before Christmas. And guess what? They terrorized my child so much. She was just a thing walking around, looking as if she's dead already. Like a zombie. Personally, I have nobody standing on my behalf. And I know that. Y'all are the ones who get away with everything. Being Caucasian and European, you can do anything. And the African men and the and other people, other nationalities will help y'all. Guess why? Because we are nothing in y'all eyes, and you treat us like nothing. And the people from our culture don't treat us like anything. They think, oh, white women open up their legs for us. I heard a few African men, boys, saying that we don't want African women. They don't want to do what we want. We want the Caucasian women. They open up their legs for us. We love that because they're easy. This is what your government has set up those women, Caucasian women, to become. These things were forced on these women. I'm not holding any grudges against them because of it. But I'm seeing how certain nationalities are being treated in Canadian life and in the United States. I saw how they were treated when they were just there to create a look for them. These are the things that we have been going through. Mr. Obama has African children. He has an African wife. And she's a beautiful human being, as well as their kids. This is a family that I'm proud of, but I'm also disappointed in the male aspect of things and how they turn on people and allow others to get away with all kinds of stuff while they protect themselves and leave others to suffer. People who have done nothing wrong, and the only thing they can do is use money as an important aspect so that the rest of the world could be helped. You want to kill me, and you've been trying to kill me for decades. I haven't done anything. It's now I'm asking for the money, because when I was asking for small amounts, the government did not care. They acted as if they didn't care, that they could do whatever they want and get away with it, and they have been. They've been doing all kinds of stuff to us, and nobody recognized that these are the ones that should be in locked up in a cage. We haven't done anything to be locked up. Your government in Canada and in the United States have been doing all kinds of stuff to us. Whether it was Mr. Trudeau or Mr. That's his name?
Canada.
Whether it was Mr. Trudeau, Mr. Harper, and all the others that were running the country before, they were causing problems for us. Because they couldn't sleep with me, I am suddenly a criminal because I didn't make myself a whore. They forced themselves on our daughter using their 4D technology, giving her impressions that they were really using their bodies and raping her. The young lady was terrified because she's a virgin and she did not want to live that way. They were terrorizing her day and night, 24/7. None of you cared. Not even Mr. Obama cared enough to deal with the problem by speaking to the countries about it and so that changes can be made. Nobody did. I can't say anything but what is the truth. If you don't like me speaking the truth and calling your names, then you need to stop putting out on the air information saying that people are terrorists because I told one of these people here that I'll kill them if they continue doing this because they've done enough. My body is a whole well of pain, as well as my daughter. What do you think we are supposed to do? You don't care about us. We have to fight for our rights. You don't care about our rights. You only care about what other people think of you and see of you. And you use the African people to do whatever you want, your slave jobs. And you are trying to force us to be your slaves, calling us a part of a pack in Canada? Or part of a herd, sorry? We are not part of a herd. We are human beings. We are beings with feelings. We are beings with the same things that you have, except that we are the sun children. We became the sun children when the sun burned all its energy into us. And we are gods too. And you think that I have no right saying what we are. We are gods. I'm just a god that was entered into a human body. I entered into this body simply because I needed to come and help to stop the problem that was taking place against certain people of color. We don't want to speak about that right now.
People know that in the light workers community.
Well, true. I did walk in, but Selma did not walk in.
Well,
this is who I'm speaking on her behalf, because guess what? I'm the one who suffered all that she suffered. Just being in her body, just going through all the hell that these people have been putting her through, her daughter through, her son through, her husband through. And all of you stand up and you take the side of the government and help the government, like Home Depot, Food Basics, this other place, Costco's, Walmart, all these different, all the systems they use and block us from being able to get a lawyer against them because they know that they were in the wrong. That's why Canada wouldn't. And you know something? These people that are supposed to be so intelligent and presidents and prime ministers, they don't have the brains to recognize that what was done was wrong. They just go along with whatever is going on. We spoke on behalf of Mr. Trudeau so that he can succeed, because I felt that he would be the right person to be there. He showed it in his behavior. Well, guess what? Mr. Trudeau showed me that he could flip through and turn into a nasty man when he wants to. This is a man with children and a family. We have children and we are a family. He didn't care about our family once he succeeded. He sent someone to tell me that he's not going to help me. Well, why? Because I can't pay your $100 that you want me to pay? I'm poor like hell. I'm trying to live. I have to drink to stay alive, so that I can protect my family who don't belong in this place. Your Canadian government needs to pay the money, and so does the American government. You can split the money between you to give us the money. But you are going to pay that money, because what you have done to our family inside of our bodies, you turned us into all kinds of things. And then go around laughing and putting out things saying these things happening in the United States when it was happening in Canada. You know what they do? They switch information that is going on from Canada, let it play in the United States, and they switch the information from when it's the police involved and other people. They don't let you hear what is really going on there. They play it in Canada. And the reason you don't hear anything about Canada is because Canada isn't, they're not speaking about Canada all the time, and only certain people can hear about what is going on with Canada. And if you think that Canada is so nice, you come and live here and see the kind of hell that Canada is raising for a lot of people, especially people of color. And if you don't understand, you are going to find out one time or another, and then you are going to turn around and say, well, I didn't know. But that does not make sense. You have to start listening to the public as well as the systems to see what is really going on. You can't sit down and play stupid forever. And your system's got some problems. They're making them bigger than they have a right to be. They're overcharging in things that they shouldn't be, especially in Canada. They have been running amok and doing all kinds of hell to other people. Because we won't sleep with them, and they know that I am a god, they want to make sure that they make turn me into some kind of matter. I'm not a martyr. I'm someone that they are persecuting and terrorizing, and all over my body is hurting, and these people are not in jail. My daughter has been treated this way. No one has been put in jail. They terrorize us for Christmas. They terrorize us for our birthday. They terrorize us for our New Year's. They try to terrorize us for every friggin' thing. What the fuck you want? You want me to speak according to how you want me to, and you're spending your time doing the damage. What the fucking idiots are you? Yes, the God is swearing because you put me through this, and they're using their technology to make me do it. That's what they've been doing. And the reason they put up this thing there that Mr. Obama put up, as far as I see, this stuff that he put up saying that they're using weapons. What weapons? And apparently this was from while he was running. And acting, speaking as if he's now telling people about the problem and that these criminals are using weapons. These criminals are not using weapons. But these criminals will tell you this. They're not criminals. Y'all are the criminals running the country and robbing people of their rights, violating their principles, destroying their human bodies. Yes, but she's hurting. She just is trying to see. She's suffering.
Oh. She's concerned about how you're feeling.
Yeah. If she's concerned about how I'm feeling, don't be concerned. I'm putting out everything that I have because what they have been doing to me and doing to this family shows that something has to be done to stop this insanity. They can't allow people to stay prisoners without having done anything and then calling them terrorists. Mr. Obama, I'm disappointed in you. As a matter of fact, I won't call your name again. And don't invite me to come to the United States because guess what? Y'all don't care about any of us. We care about all of you. We're not interested in sleeping with anybody's husband, however. That's what they were trying to force on me for decades. For as long as he was running.
Thank you.
But for decades, we've been going through this hell. And nobody cared and nobody did anything. We were just considered a color to be attacked and abused. You want to terrorize us? Come and pretend you care and touch me as if I am supposed to be happy that you're there. I don't even know who you are. You've never been there for any of us. We've been there for you. You made 2 terms because of us. And then you bring your league out to show that they helped you. Helped you doing what? We are the ones who spoke out on your behalf. They were trying to make sure that you don't get another term. I don't hold my punches. I let them out. You all have been letting out yours and doing damage to me and lying and cheating and doing all kinds of stuff. Using us as if we are some kind of fools that you can take advantage of. And telling us how we can and cannot say things while you're terrorizing our bodies, our minds, our souls. Destroying our bodies, raping, terrorizing in any way possible. And destroying our systems that we paid so much money for, I saved for. Starved to get these things. And these people want to steal everything we have. Destroy whatever they want. Treat us like we're low lives when they're the low lives. And Blog Talk, I'm disappointed in how you treated us. I'm putting up that blue thing to harass and terrorize us. And I want to call you all out. Bell Canada as well. Persecute and terrorize us for decades. Me. Rogers Cable. They started the whole ball of rolling to begin with. And then they went along to everybody and anybody we went to for help or to buy things from and terrorize us with those people. Using all the systems to terrorize us, we have nowhere to turn. But they owe us that money. Because we haven't done a thing. The idea of what they were doing was turning African men into terrorists, terrorists and other things because they were terrorizing them at home. These people couldn't speak. They were just being set up to go to jail. They did that to our son. Now our son is estranged from us. Our daughter is going through hell. Not because we did anything. They tried to give impressions that we were not good parents, but we have been good parents, and that's one of the reasons that I've made sure that my children were properly trained and know when something was wrong and when it was right. And I stayed home with them to see to it that they were okay. That's what a real mother does, rather than run all over the place working and finding men trying to sleep with them at every turn. Many mothers were doing this until the system started telling them they need to go to work. Go to work, their work is at home, making sure the children are trained. Look what they're doing to your children now. Turning them into prostitutes as babies in school. Using the school systems to manipulate and persecute them. That's what they were doing to our daughter right here, and still are. I'm trying to clean up an area in this house, and they spend their time attacking me. So I told the guy, look, I'll kill you if you don't stop it. You know who it was, I believe? The energy that I picked up was Mr. Obama. And I was not going to say this. But I think I need to start speaking because no one really cares about our rights. And everybody has sold out. So we are going to speak. I'm going to speak as I know I should speak, the truth. We don't have any freedom in this house. Anywhere we go, we don't have freedom. What have we done for this? Let Canada tell you what we did. Because I certainly don't know. I haven't done a thing that was wrong. Neither have my family. They were well trained. And these people recognize that. So much that they said we were highbreds and gold star family. And these are the people that they're terrorizing and trying to kill. They even said to the people in my country to believe I did something. I don't know what it is they're telling them because we haven't done anything. They turned my brothers against me, their children against us. And these are people that are supposed to be in league with the gods. If you're so in league with the gods, why the gods are only men? Why don't you wake up to the reality? It's not men that created all of this for you. It's women. They're the ones who gave you your lives. And they're the ones who make changes and turn themselves into separate beings by making sure that they're not hermaphrodites that carry both sexes of reproduction parts. All your government in Canada knows to do is to come and make loud noises to block everybody from hearing the evil that they're practicing in this country. They don't know about dealing with the truth. They only know to try to kill you because you're speaking the truth about their evil. And they get Mr. Obama to help them. He's bought and sold. That's one of the reasons that they really weren't trying to kill him. They just gave impressions with intentions so that he can go and say that he can't help. But that's all right. I understand this. You don't want to help, don't help. But you did not have to do the things that you were doing. You are prejudiced against people of African descent. And you are African yourself. I'm mixed too. But I also recognize I'm African. And that's the reason I'm being persecuted and terrorized. And also being a woman, quite true. I'm not weak, and if they don't like that, they want to make sure that I weaken. And I'm not going to weaken for anybody. They spend their time torturing and killing and destroying our lives from the inside and the outside. Took away my hair and then comes and takes out pictures to show me that his children has long hair. Well, so did we. This is what they did to us. They cut off all our hair. They ripped off my hair. I put some stuff to straighten out my hair to get it to work because of what they have been doing to my hair. These people decided they were going to, they come every day, teleport into our room, in Mahogany's room, cutting our, destroying our hair. And Mr. Obama, I don't want anything to do with you. I'm not interested in coming to the United States because none of you behave like you're quality people. You might have the air of a president, but look what Mr. Trump is. And you thought that if you and your wife go and help Mr. Trump, that he will treat you well and that I was going to be angry with you. But why would I be angry? That's your business. You want to decide to help someone who is doing damage to human beings, especially people of certain color? That's your problem, not mine. I am making the decisions to do the things that are necessary for people to be able to live and grow without being persecuted. If I were president, people would not be going through all that they're going through here. And I am not interested in your presidency either. You can keep that. Because these people have their rights and you're robbing them of their rights. You're devaluing them and treating them like your slaves when they're paying you taxes through their teeth. So that you can leave them alone. And instead, you keep raising all kinds of taxes and turning these people into your corporate slaves. That's what these beautiful people have become. And that's why they do not have the development of someone who, if they were looking after themselves without any interference from systems, they would have been fine. The system saw other countries doing this damage to their own people. And they turn around and start acting as if they could control you and they have a right to, and now you're going along with them because you're scared. Well, I'm not scared of any of them. I don't care what they do to me, because in the end, they will be dead. All of them. You do damage to human beings that did not do any damage to you, and you're calling them, using them as a prisoner, and you're attacking and abusing them at will? You're a mental friggin' idiot. You don't know how to treat people, and you want people to treat you properly? You're a jackass. Your morals are misconstrued. Don't expect me to speak like you, because you're a people who lie and cheat and do all kinds of damage. You don't even speak the truth. Well, I said that, Ben. I said you lie. Yeah, yeah. You, as a government, Mr. Trudeau, Mr. Trump, whatever they call you, you're low lives. You did not even take the cue to do the right thing and help everybody. You think it's all about you and importance, and you could sleep with everybody. This is what you were trying to tell me before you even became prime minister. And I see Mr. Trump has the same problem. You all need to get out of the business. You're low lives. You don't know how to run a business. I think your wives will do much better. At least they have some sort of care. And they're respectful. And they try to make sure that all beings are treated properly. All beings are supposed to be treated properly. You know what these people were doing for decades? Attacking me with the intentions of trying to get me angry enough to fight back. Then suddenly I'm a criminal. This is the kind of twisted thinking your government has been practicing for decades to many people of color. That's one of the reasons they were being rushed into police cars. They were trying to do that to my son. Why? Because my son spoke the truth and recognized that we did not sleep with him or his sister. I would never do that to my children. I love them too much. I prepare them for their future. I don't spend my time trying to destroy them. When I saw my son, I heard about my son he got married someplace else and married a Caucasian woman. I wasn't too pleased. Not because I dislike Caucasian women or people in general. I don't dislike anybody. I don't like you because you have been doing damage to people of color, treating them like they're scum. If they're that stupid to run after you, then they deserve what they get. And if they're stupid enough to make all these songs undermining African women, then African women should just turn away from these low lives and live their lives alone if they can. There are some good men in all cultures, however, and I have to recognize this because there are people in different cultures that are really beautiful people, where men and women, and you see some really nasty ones in all the different cultures at times when they're behaving irresponsibly. You pushed me to tell you what I told you, and then they used their technology to force me to swear. They have been doing that to my children. I saw what was done to our daughter. They were slapping her wrong, and your government was screaming out, if you touch your children, we'll lock you up. How come you can do all these break all these laws and think you have a right to be able to do that and get away with it. Even tell people on the air that if you speak, if you break the code of silence, we will kill you. But meanwhile, we can't say that. They bring police and to park around there with lights on to treat us as if we were criminals. These are the real criminals, ladies and gentlemen. Your police.
Military.
Well, why don't you come and speak? Oh. It would be nice if you do.
You can hear me from there, eh? That's right, military. People like the intelligence agencies in Canada and people in industries who run the industries, the tycoons of the industries, they're working hand in hand with...
The tycoons are thieves.
Yeah.
They're robbers. That's how they spend their time, looking for ways to rob people.
Yeah.
The innocent people, that's what they're doing. They're literally vultures, draining the lives of these people and then setting them up after they finish using them as slaves to be killed. They're doing it to people of all nationalities, even people in their own nationalities. When they get old, not all of them, but some of them that they feel that they can get rid of, they get rid of these people. They kill them out. And they say they died from old age. This is what is going on in Canada and in the United States and possibly all over the world, because they're influencing people all over the world to do what they want. And now they're saying they control the world.
The New World Order.
New World Order. This is what they're calling it.
Yes.
And their New World Order is controlling all of you. Do you think I should be smiling and behaving according to how you decide I should behave? No. After you've all put me through all of this stuff, my family through this, don't expect me to be the same. And swearing is not my thing. But you have pushed me there and they use their technology to set it up.
True.
This is what your government is doing. And y'all are looking at the ones that they're doing it to and treating them like they're criminals. We have not done anything criminal. We haven't stolen from anyone. We haven't attack or abuse anyone. We haven't spoken anyone badly. When they're rubbing us, I tell them straight out what I think. And if I figure that nobody cares, then I want the whole society to know about it, because someone has to care. Someone has to care, because once these kind of things are in the environment, everyone is subjected to it after a while. Watch and see what I'm telling you. Remember, keep your eyes on the ball. You will see exactly what I'm saying. If you don't have the time to see it, you are going to be in all kinds of hell. You need to spend more time with yourselves and your family and not allow a system to control you to the point where you are their slaves and you don't have time for your own family. That's insane. You're listening to A New Way of Being, hosted by Avatar Lecturer and Family on Blog Talk Radio. These are the things that should not be taking place. And these government agents, leaders are telling people, you must speak, don't call their names, don't do this, don't do that. Well, why shouldn't we? You are doing damage to us. You're giving people the wrong impression, sending up people to persecute and terrorize us, and now you want us to do what you want? You're out of your mind. You don't have the right to do that when you're terrorizing human beings day and night, 24/7. Raping, doing whatever you want. And by the way, if this continues, your whole place is going to go down. That's a dream I had since I was a child. And it's going to happen. If you don't straighten yourselves up and stop raping and doing damage to the people and allow them to live their lives without you persecuting and stealing their money when they get their checks and stealing their money through the time that they use their checks. They spend most of their money on you. You're a bunch of criminals. No wonder nobody has done anything about what is going on. We're too African. If it was a Caucasian person, you would see a lot of people going to make sure that this person was treated properly. That's where your prejudice goes. And that's why nothing will work properly in your system, because your system is ripping you all off and you don't even know it. You don't even care. We are being terrorized, not one of you, for decades. Nobody but did anything. Nothing was done. No one came and spoke to us. They're using the terror to say all kinds of junk. And Matthew, I'm disappointed in you. You could have done better. You're following everybody else. You know, y'all just seem like the same old. Nothing done to protect the rights and the future of all beings. Look at what you're doing to us. Look what you've done to my daughter. Look what you did to my husband. Trying to kill him, pulling him away from his family, without the family even knowing, or you telling them to please come down, it's time for us to go. We would have gone with him to make sure he's safe. We were mistreated when we got to the hospital where he was at.
And they killed you 16 different times. Killed.
That's one of the reasons my body is going through this kind of stuff.
Yes.
They've been, look at, every area of my body is in pain, extreme pain. I can't get up in the morning. I'm in extreme pain because these people are terrorizing us night and day. I'm sleeping, and through my sleep, I can feel them attacking my shoulders, my body, everywhere. And y'all have the nerve to sit back on this. Well, guess what? Your whole country, all of you, are going to go down. Because you don't know anything about rights anymore. It's all about stealing people's money. And by the way, you owe me trillions of dollars. You need to pay together because you have...
Hundreds.
Yes. They're doing to our bodies inside and out. They're attacking and abusing. Look, they in a few months, they started attacking my teeth, created holes all over my mouth. I was in so much pain, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't go to a dentist because they're persecuting. They set them up for terrorization. My daughter went to the dentist to get help, even though we knew that the systems weren't there for us. They were persecuting her. The dentist started speaking so loud, you could hear him all through the building. Because I told the lady that my daughter is being harassed, we are being harassed. They all, instead of their help, they got worse. We tried to get, for decades we've been trying to get a lawyer. Not one came to help. Guess why? Because the government has their hands on all of them. The government is controlling all of the systems and blocking certain people from getting help. Because they know very well they would lose the case when we go to court. They set up in the court females to come and play with my husband. They tried the thing with the men. The men couldn't get away with it because they can't use me that way. I'm too intelligent for them to be able to get away with their junk. I can see it at a mile away.
Read them like a book, an open book. Yes.
This is what your government has been doing. Ask me what I've done. Nothing. Mm-hmm. I haven't done a thing. All I did was just continue walking, trying to understand why they were behaving this way. I would like to know why the United States and Canadian government has been doing these things to me, and the United States set it up for them to do it to me, calling me a terrorist without having to terrorize anybody. I was being terrorized, and they went along with what this man was doing to me. He was raping me. That's how I ended up stuck. He tried to sell me to somebody to become a prostitute, saying that I was going to a modeling ring, only to see the guy spending his time when I'm in the staying in a motel to, you know, wait for the morning, paid the motel, and only to find out this guy wants to sleep with me. Well, I had just washed my underclothes and put it to dry, and when I saw that this was happening, I said, excuse me. I went, he wants to come and lie down on the bed with me, and I just got up from the bed, went back into another closet area, put on my wet clothes, went downstairs, and left that motel because I wasn't there to sleep with anybody. And I was already being raped, and I had two children from the rape, and I was not going to go through this anymore. This is what this, and then they used this man in Canada to terrorize me. This is someone they couldn't stand. But here they were using him to terrorize me because I wouldn't sleep with them. This is what Canada is about. It's a whorehouse. and then trying to call my daughter a whore when they were the ones forcing themselves on her, and while they were doing it, calling her a whore. She had to come and ask me. I had to tell her, no, how could you be a whore? They are the ones raping you and doing the stuff that they're doing to you unseen. I can't even help you. Terrified. She was put through all kinds of hell. And these people were lying. They were driving her crazy. But we pulled her back out. Made sure that she doesn't get go to that to reach to that point. They were putting out things on the net that would help her. They were lying. None of it did. These are all of them were in on it. All of them were practicing it. All these people spent their time terrorizing the same people that were being terrorized for no reason. No reason.
True.
They wouldn't let us go to court because they knew very well they would lose. You have been listening to A New Way of Being, hosted by Avataka Lecture on Blog Talk Radio. I'm now hearing about men now sleeping around with children and women, forcing themselves on them. Someone that I admired and respected found out that they were doing that too. That's sad.
Yeah, prominent men in different industries, government too, are now being called out, being exposed, accused of committing all kinds of sexual
acts on people.
Against women working in industries.
Yes.
That they do, or in the government.
And children too.
And children, some of them have been molested and sexually assaulted children. And these are government officials, public servants, or people in different industries who are in positions of power.
And also people respecting them, thinking that, you know, they're in power. They obviously were clean. They wouldn't be doing anything wrong. And only to discover this after these things have been done to them.
And the victims throughout these industries and governments who have been desecrated and assaulted sexually in different ways, they have not been able to come out and speak about the crimes being committed against them in fear that these same powerful or prominent men will use their influence to make sure that they never work another day again
in their lives,
in the industry that they were a part of.
No, but they don't take it there alone. What they do is they're so evil, they want to set up any place you go to block you from working.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is they attack and abuse, they've been attacking and abusing the African men for decades. And what they were doing was, after they got them to go and do something because they could take no more, fight back, they put them in jail, and then when the guys come out of the jail, they set up every place that these people are going to be going to block others from giving them a job. So they become the criminals in the society. They were literally creating criminals that way. And the African men weren't criminals. They were led into it by the governments. Your governments need to start dealing with what they have been creating all these decades and lifetimes against people of color. They do not have the right to do what they're doing. And sooner or later, they will discover that what they open there will not protect them. I don't care what weapons you have. You are going to be destroyed. You need to stop the insanity that you're creating upon people. And Mr. Obama, I know you were the one that was there attacking me today too. And when I told you I will kill you, suddenly you put out something there on the post saying that terrorists who come out with guns, watch them. We don't have guns. We don't have any kind of weapons. We use vinegar. But I want you to know one thing. That if I wanted to kill, I could have. I haven't killed anyone. I haven't done damage to anyone. But these people have been coming in here, and Mr. Obama apparently is being used. I wasn't going to call your name, sir, but I have to call your name because y'all are the ones that were trying to set me up to sleep with you. And when they saw that I wasn't interested in sleeping with you or going with you anywhere, then suddenly I became the criminal. Well, I was a criminal long before, even though I did nothing. Just by not sleeping with them, I became the criminal.
Refusing to sleep with anyone or to be used or abused qualified men of whatever industry they come from, the government they work in. Yeah, you became a top target. Terrorizing, exterminate.
These are the people who knew that I was high bred. And it, instead of accepting it and recognizing it's okay, your government decided, in Canada especially, decided that they're going to do everything and anything with me. Any friend, anybody I had as a friend, they made sure that these people stole things from me. As a matter of fact, I believe they were the ones who were sending them up to be friends so that they can do this. They took it to other levels after a while. My husband bought me a coat, $500. We saved that money for him to do that. Well, he saved that money. And he bought me this beautiful white coat. They stole it. He bought me a spring coat. Beautiful. They stole that too. You see, your government does not want African people to look as if they're doing well. They want them to look like junk. They fought in all different ways to block me from being able to dress, even though we had to collect welfare without wanting to collect it. We couldn't work in their jobs. They were destroying us, attacking and abusing, setting up men to come and try to sleep with me. I've turned them all down. Wasn't interested. My husband dreamt that, but he didn't know that what they were doing was literally persecuting me to sleep with them. He thought they were just coming and because they wanted to be with me and interested. It wasn't about that. It was about governments who were telling these people to come and after me to sleep with. And when they saw that wasn't happening, they realized that I'm a hybrid. And they were selling to y'all that you couldn't do anything, but you have two sides of yourself, a good and the evil side. Mm-hmm. Not true. They create the evil side for you by setting it up for you to do things that were wrong. If you were guiding yourself alone, you wouldn't have these problems. Even men would not have been doing that. They didn't do it before. They started doing it when the systems came about and started telling them what to do. And then they wanted the women to come to work so that they can sleep with them there. Well, they did a job, and now your government in the United States and in Canada is a mess. It's nothing good. So if you think you're going to do well and you're going to be doing very good in these jobs and you'll be treated well, you need to think again, because the crap that is going on came from the government. That's why they're telling you that you have an evil side and a good side, so you'll keep that going so they can do whatever they want with you, because this is the evil side that they have. They created the evil side for everybody, making you believe that.
Yep.
You can do better than they're telling you that you can do. They're the ones that are doing the evil. Men set it up. Men of power. I heard when they came out telling a lot of men, including my husband, that he should sleep with everybody. You know how many different times they set people to tell him that right in front of me? They sent an African guy to tell him that he must also go with other things. And guess what he came to do after? When my husband went out the following day, he has the same guy knocking at the door to sleep with me. When he saw that I had Mikkel as a little baby wearing his little tights, he said, calling the child a fag. How could he be a fag? Well, he's a kid. What a frig did he become a fag? Y'all are the ones who are creating people to become this way. You need to stop this garbage. You need to start treating people with more respect. You want respect, you need to give it. If you don't give it, don't expect it. You're listening to A New Way of Being, hosted by Afataka Lecture and Company on Blog Talk Radio.
This year, Donald Trump gave himself, his rich friends, and his corporate buddies a huge Christmas present. They plundered the American people's pocketbook by his forcing his people in Congress to pass a law that gives hundreds of billions of dollars to corporate, to multinational companies in America. by giving them a permanent cut in their in the tax rates, that corporation will not be paying about a year from now. And so Donald Trump then, after he had Congress ram this bill through without any support from a single Democrat in Congress, he then turns around and tells his friends at Mar-a-Lago, where he goes on vacation, another place he goes to, tells them that he's made them all richer. And when he was campaigning, he promised that he would make sure that Wall Street, which represents the wealthy and the corporations and the wealthy people, he said that he would make sure that they would no longer be able to rip off the American people. And he made that campaign promise, other campaign promises, to help the middle class, to help make America great again. Well, he turns around and he passes a law that gives the biggest welfare payment to corporate America in, I don't know, a number of generations. So, but by cutting their tax rate from like 39% to 21%, it's theft. And Nancy Pelosi said it's the biggest plundering of the American people's pocketbook by any president in recent memory. And so there you go. Merry Christmas to the American. Oh, and he gave the middle class Americans a small increase in the benefits they will get, payments they will get at the end of the tax year. And he also gave his wealthy friends a lot of benefits than any other government in recent memory. So he's looking after his buddies and his corporate friends at the expense of the American people. So you have Mr. Trump being Santa Claus for the wealthy and for corporate America this year, and being proud of what he's done to the American people by this massive theft of America's wealth being transferred into the hands of people who already have too much of it, and corporations who already have stolen the large majority of that wealth. So Merry Christmas to you, Americans, corporate America, and the wealthy, from your Santa Claus, President Donald Trump.
Yes. Isn't that interesting?
Uh-huh.
And Canada is doing just as bad. Canada may not tell the news out to the public in the United States, but we're hearing the news right here. And if you all think that Canada is so nice, come and live here. For Caucasian people, it seems like they're okay. They're safe. For people of color, you're dead. They sooner or later, they'll find ways to lock you up, set you up to get locked up by attacking and abusing you publicly, in the systems, everywhere you turn. You're going to find out what kind of government Canada is and how well they treat people.
Look what they've done to the First Nations people. They've devastated, decimated, destroyed the culture, the people, their identity, their future.
Their rights.
Their rights. Their
First Nations people.
Yeah. And to be treated like garbage
in
their own
home, own land,
country,
their
own continent, by foreigners that they allowed to come to this continent to live. Welcome them.
And then they turn around and kill them out and stole the country.
Mm-hmm. And made all kinds of treaties that they have not kept to provide compensations or benefits to the First Nation people. Okay. But every single treaty that they've signed over the last 200 years or so, they've been broken. Broken by American governments of one form or another, as well as the Canadian government. Broken treaties, broken promises.
And so I was going to say something, but you see, I'm speaking, I forgot.
It'll come back to you.
No, it doesn't come back until after everything is over.
Yeah. I just have to bring up Donald Trump's Christmas present to his lots of friends and corporate America.
And that's what the Caucasians brought him there for.
Mm-hmm.
They brought him there because they want to make America white again.
Yeah.
And the reason is so that they could have control of all the money. And by the way, while I'm speaking to you, I'm smelling
bed bugs.
This is what they do. They use the 4D technology not only to create cloaks of invisibility, but to make you go through all kinds of hell, give you bad smells, toss things and destroy things in your home, interfere with you while you are trying to get yourself in shape, attack and abuse your children. They've been doing that to my son since he was a little boy going to school. And they were doing that intentionally because the police were doing that. The government set up the police to do this, to follow him wherever he was going, to whenever he was going to school. I heard African children speaking about this happening to them and their parents speaking about it. But I did not realize that I thought they were doing it to the kids because the kids were doing wrongs. Not true. The kids weren't doing anything. They were following them to try to turn them into criminals. That's what the government has been setting up for people of color. You don't have to do anything wrong. They will do damage to you until you get angry enough to fight back, and then suddenly you're a criminal. And I haven't even fought back. They had bugs and cameras inside of the home, every home we lived in, and they were making all kinds of remarks about what they're going to do to us. And so, and they were saying it publicly, and nobody even realized that they were speaking to people like us.
Yeah.
And if they did, not one of them gave a damn. And they still don't. The prejudice is so thick, you can feel it in Canada. You can see that no one really cares about your rights. And you are just a plaything for them. Something they could use and abuse, terrorize when they want to, take advantage of, steal from, and get away with it. You're listening to New Wave Being, hosted by Avatar Galactra and Family on Blog Talk Radio. Now, I don't think that I should stand up and speak this long and this because my husband is hungry. And we...
It's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, bring out the champagne.
I'm not sure what year, Chinese year, this has been, but it's been a wild one. But, Time Magazine has named... Person of the Year for this year, and they call this person the Silence Breakers. Women who are coming out to speak about crimes, sexual crimes being committed against them in the private sector and in the public sector. So the Silence Breakers have been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Avatar Galactra has been speaking for 7 years or more on this station, Block Talk Radio, New has been about asking and encouraging women to come out and speak about crimes being committed against them, about wrongs being done to them inside their homes, inside the workplaces, inside the community. And she told them why they should come out and speak about these crimes being committed. And the reasons why, and also to the benefits, and the benefits for them doing so. So we've seen the work that she's been doing for decades, bringing information to governments and to corporations and asking them why these injustices are being committed against people of color, against women especially, and against people in general. And so we're seeing evidence of the work that she started decades ago. Actually, in the early 80s, she started to speak out and ask government and people in the private sector about wrongs being done to her family, and asking them what's being done, asking them to take steps to stop these wrongs, these abuses being committed against our family. So we see 2017 comes to an end just about an hour from now, and Time Magazine is named its Person of the Year, the Silence Breaker. Well, the original Silence Breaker is the one who hosts the show called The New Way of Being, Avatar the Lecturer. So, Avatar, give yourself a pat on the back, because we do, and the gods do, even if no one else, publicly or privately, this gets publicly, recognizes the kind of transformational and catalyzing work, instrumental work that you've done to bring these issues out in the open and empowering and inspiring women and people of color and people in general to do so in their own private and public lives. So there you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. On behalf of myself and the members of the Committee of Gods and all the people on this planet who are devoting and dedicating their lives in a lot of ways, working to try to improve the conditions of life for themselves, their families, and others living on the surface of planet Earth today.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So we will go and look after ourselves right now. And I'm sorry if I had to swear, but these are things that are being forced upon me and upon the lot of people. So instead of spending your time being hurt about the swear, you can remove those parts if you want to. And I really do not like that attached to me. However, I only go with what was done to me. They have been doing all kinds of stuff to me, and I am not going to spend my time apologizing, because swearing you all do all over the place. You've set up, the government set up all kinds of swearing, with children swearing at us and saying all kinds of stuff that should not be said by children, especially to adults or anybody else. We thank you for, however, listening to us, and we would like to play a nice piece for you. We're here to change the world, not to change it for the worse, but for the better, because all beings have a right to be able to live and make their own decisions without systems attaching themselves to the people and how they should, what they should do to please the systems, because the system cares nothing about any of us. We have to care about ourselves, and we must do that and do it quickly. Have a good day. Thank you.
Yes. Well, Happy New Year, early.
We're on a mission.
Oh, I think it, I got the quote. I didn't have the quote. No. See why we need to hear it? You know when it's off and when it's on. I can't see what else to play. I can't. I took off my glasses. No, this is not the cord. This is the wrong one. This is for our car.
But we have some more.
Story buried and untold. Somebody.
Change the world. It would be a better place. Don't spend your time in evil. And stop looking to turn people into criminals that haven't done anything wrong, like Canada is doing to us, and the United States set us up to be called terrorists without having done anything to be terrorists. The United States seems to have a great deal of problems, and Canada. They don't look at problems. They don't deal with the problems. They spend their time going along with other people, what other people tell them. And also, too, they've been doing wrong. They've been looking for ways to have people sleep with them. Not interested. And if Canada doesn't like anybody speaking about them, they need to do the right thing so people will speak about them in the right way. I'm not going to pass on lies to anyone. I'm going to speak the truth. I was being attacked today, and the person was inside of our room, unseen, wearing cloaks of invisibility and attacking me. And these are the same people that wanted me to go to the United States. So what? They could continue their attacks? I think Mr. Obama already told me when he set up that lady that was a mute woman who was literally using her hands to tell me that this is the prison that they set up for me. Mr. Obama, you need to wake up and stop telling lies. Your family are great people, and I'm proud of them, but I'm disappointed in you as a person. I do not like what you have done. You've spent your time abusing and terrorizing people, going along with Canada. Because Mr. Trudeau is your buddy, he's white enough. You have disgraced the African people by using them when you wanted help from them to give impressions. You weren't there for them. And you showed that the police was controlling you when they were telling you that you should like them more than anybody else.
Yes,
it's nice.
I forgot we had that.
I don't hold my tongue for anybody. I speak the truth. You didn't care. You were coming into this house and attacking me and my child. And you have two beautiful kids. And you're doing that to other people's children? And Mr. Trudeau, you are a disgrace. You and Obama need to go sleep with each other. You're that stupid. And if you bring anybody here to attack me again, I'm going to come with poison for them. Anybody, even Mr. Obama. You're bad people. I am a nice person. But when you push me that wrong way and you do damage to me and my family, I will fight back. Because you are terrorizing my family. You're a disgrace, Mr. Obama. Look what he did.
He just someone that is viewed in such a different light by Americans in general.
I thought highly of him. That's one of the reasons that I was the one making sure that he got to run for prime president.
Yeah, the campaign.
And then also helped out when they were trying to treat him as if he shouldn't go get another, and the other people that they had in his to take over. They come on, they didn't seem like they could do anything. And the way they answered questions or didn't even answer some of the questions.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I'm disappointed in him.
Yeah.
I looked up to him. I thought he was a really nice human being. And Mr. Trudeau, too. Twice. I thought certain people were nice people. Look what I learned now.
More than twice.
I never thought human beings would sell out like that. I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
And look what happened since I took this in. You should have seen what they did.
within outside was had my hair done, they went and they sprayed stuff to spoil my hair. That's why Obama was literally, that's what I picked up, that he was literally saying, just my hair, just like, yeah, he's like, he's looking at people and put it down to his son, because it didn't seem like it was really good hair. But she looked really good, and all of them, the other one had long hair, because hair could see it falling down. With the upper one, she had longer hair, I think. But I was disappointed in how they were treating me. He was treating me. You know, I didn't do him anything. We helped him. We made sure that he could succeed again. We spoke about him. And this is, that's the thanks we get?
Yeah. It's,
he was the one attacking me.
Yeah.
And then he was also trying to tell me that that's his bro, that this guy, the vice president is like husband bro type thing, and
yeah,
that I have to sleep with both of them. Out of your mind. You would never get me in that kind of scenario. You're awful people to think that way and act that way. I love people, and I've never been the one to go and speak about anybody. But when you put out these kind of things and persecute and terrorize my family, you pull the warrior out of me, the person that will stand up and fight and protect my family, because I love my family and they're great beings.
I think
you've been listening to A New Way of Being, hosted by Avatar Galactron Family on Blog Talk Radio. Sorry if I'm disturbing you or saying things that you don't like, but the truth is the truth. You were coming and attacking and abusing us, and I'm disappointed in you. I never want to speak to you ever again. Thank you. Goodbye. You know what made me realize? It kicked in when I went over here. And on Facebook and saw this stuff put up. I'm the one. I did not realize. And apparently he had that out there for some time. I'm not seeing it again, but it seems like it's gone now. Yeah. And for some reason, when he kept saying, you know, come to America, why did he say like that? Knowing that they told us in the
Yeah.
And I'm not going to talk to my family, that's for certain.
We have some more of these things in a box.
And I had it around me. I don't know what I
did. Cord in the box.
Honey, I'm telling you about this one.
I know the cord
in the box.
But
I'm telling you about this one, boo-boo.
But we have more of that one. I think two.
Yeah, but then you have more of it. That's fine. But I have one that rested here.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to understand where I put it.
Yeah, and I'm trying to understand where the box is, that we have more cords that we wanted to keep.
The cord is open here, right?
So it would save you having to look for the one that you...
Why? It's a closer place than yours is.
That's
than the one
I don't
that
know.
You're seeing.
Because I had the back box back here. I forgot what was on the box. And it had those white... With the plug, that one's in check. They're not in here, they're in the other box.
Which other box you're talking about?
Well, that's the one I want to find. I put them aside in a cardboard box.
And those cardboard boxes are all put away.
It was right here. Anyway, I can't find it yet. But that's where we can find another one of those extension cords that you need to plug in.
I had it here, the other one, and I wanted to make it with plug in the one.
Yeah, I didn't have one, and that's good. But there's two more of that kind you can buy ahead.
I know you're saying that, but let's find this one instead of going killing ourselves out on that one. No, just don't go and make a mess there, because I cleaned up in there. I don't want any more messes.
I'm not going in there.
nobody helps me clean this. I had to do it myself.
I'm not looking for them in there. It should be out.
It's not there, hon. Just relax and stop killing us all. That.
I'm sitting with you too, so what am I looking for? Paul that will be needed in her.
Yeah. Exactly.
Doing damage to us and spending their time lying and cheating, and they call themselves friends. I'm disappointed in them. They're a dis-